Shalom, shalom. I was hoping this wouldn't happen again this year, but I'm in bidud for the week and wanted to make sure that we would get a shmooze out. So we will go back to our recording days of me and my couch and giving over some words. When I was in high school, we had this fella. I think everybody in the world knew he was going to flip out. It was pretty obvious and pretty clear. And he used to say the following line all the time. Not much so, it would become like the sheer joke, the class joke. He would say, "I'm turning over a new leaf. You know, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, but this is the last time I'm turning over a new leaf." And I'm like, okay, you're turning over a new leaf, You know, it's a cute idea. No, it was always said, It was really, probably 100 times. I don't think I thought about this until this morning when this pertained to what I want to talk about. But he would always say, "I'm turning over a new leaf." And as Daf Yomi is doing Maseches Pesachim now, and what we're going to get to comes up later on in the Masechta, is the idea of Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni, which, you know, nowadays most have a custom to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, and then you have a machlokes whether or not you say tachnun, and that's basically where you're holding by Pesach Sheni, the practical ramifications of Pesach Sheni. But back in the time with Korbanos, the big nafkamina, if I had a reason why I couldn't bring a korban on Pesach, and, you know, Pesach Rishon, or Pesach to Pesach, and then I would bring again on, I would make it up and be able to do it on Pesach Sheni. Now, you know, if let's say for whatever reason on the night of the Seder, you didn't eat matzah, you know, you couldn't eat matzah, and now you make it up on Pesach Sheni, so okay, except for the idea that you got to make a hamotzi and a birchas hamazon, you didn't accomplish anything, you didn't gain anything. It definitely has a different status, but the idea was the idea of making something up, the idea of, oh, I missed an opportunity, and now again, I have that opportunity, I have that chance to make something up. And this idea also, you know, sticks in my head a little bit as we get into Shovavim, and we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. But, you know, the idea of Shovavim, the idea of second chances, and ways that we can, you know, we've discussed this in the past, we discussed this Lech Lecha, we discussed this last year, on ways that we can really, really, really destroy our neshama and destroy ourselves, but we get a second chance, we get opportunities to amend, we get opportunities to rectify that. We go through that during Elul, and you know, Rosh Hashanah, Teres Mechuva, Yom Kippur, you know, that whole process, the whole process of second chances, this idea that that comes up a lot, and we see it at the end of Sefer Bereishis. We see it with the brothers and the opportunity with when Yosef says, "Okay, I'm taking Binyamin," or even when he took Shimon, and they just go, "Okay, the heck with it, we're done. You know, we're still strong. Okay, we'll go down to Yaakov. We'll tell him, you know, we messed up. But that opportunity that we get a chance to make things right. This morning, when I was davening Shacharis, you know, a little bit before Shema, it dawned upon me I had not yet davened Ma'ariv. And then what comes in, what enters your mind, and we'll get to this, this was the first time in 13 years that I had missed davening, any tefillah. So when something happens for the first time in 13 years, which is obviously a long time, you start to think to yourself, oh, it must not have happened. And as people can remember, you know, during, you know, the March, April, and May days, and in America it went even longer, when you don't really leave your house, there's no sense of days. Like, everything is just one cluster of days. And then I start thinking, like, no, I did daven Ma'ariv, like, remembering Ma'ariv. Like, no, that was my moment to say Shabbos Ma'ariv. And then I start thinking, no, I had that kavanah during Shemot Esrei. Like, no, that was Mincha yesterday. And then it comes to me, oh, I didn't daven Ma'ariv. And, okay, the reason, I'm going to, what I, on a general, normal day, what I do is I'll daven Ma'ariv one of the following two times. I either daven at the 20 minutes after Shkia, which, you know, it's been around 5, now it's at 5:15 for, you know, the last few months, or I daven at 7 o'clock. I don't daven after those times. So now it's more difficult to daven at those times because, we're home and 5:15 is dinner time and bath time, and then 7 o'clock kids are trying to go to sleep. Those just aren't good times to daven. So yesterday after those times, so now, it's 7:10, I didn't daven yet, but I haven't been in a position like this since, in 4 months where... 3-4 months when I had davened, when I hadn't davened before 7 o'clock, since we changed the clock, maybe a little bit before then. So this was a totally, totally uncharted territory. So yeah, I thought I davened. And then, as you're like, now, I don't have a, I'm fighting the clock, it's a few minutes till Nate's, till Shmoneh Esrei, and I'm trying to you're trying to remember the dinim of Teshuvah, it doesn't come up very often. I said the last time I remember doing it, I remember in 2007, I went to sleep before Mincha, and I missed my alarm, and I woke up, and it was well after Shkia, and I had missed Mincha, and I'd daven two marvs. Okay, what are you gonna do? And as I'm doing Teshuvah, so okay, you finish the first one Esther, the Shmoneh Esrei for Shachar, then you do a Teshuvah for Marv. And I start thinking to myself, and as bad and terrible as it feels, and not that I was worried that, it was so great, it was such a nice feeling that, I'm going to stop davening. Like, not that I was worried about that for 1 second, but, you feel really bad, but, you feel really bad, but it's totally, totally, totally... b'shogeg, there's not, onus, I guess it could have been done, but totally unperceivable. Like, at no point last night, and for those that may be wondering, I did that on my already today. At no point last night did I contemplate the idea of davening Marv. It never came to me. The idea never came. It wasn't as if I said at 5:15, "Oh, I'll be davening now. Oh, I can't daven now because of the kids." Or at another point, I just assumed because it was the first, the other our bidusar on Friday, so Friday night was Shabbos, so it's a more natural flow to daven before you're gonna make kiddush, and then Shabbos ended. You're gonna daven. Okay, it was those were probably easier days. And the first time is Sunday. I haven't had to deal with this this matzav. And even going back to the days when we didn't have when we weren't going to Minyan, it was also later on in the year, so my kids were already asleep. So I was davening basically the first available time you could daven Marv. My kids were asleep, so it was naturally easier. And here, I just didn't think about it. It never came to me. The idea never came into my head. But we have the idea. We have the bracha of Teshuvah. I told us a few people today who actually told me they've never done Teshuvah before. So I don't know. I thought 13 years without ever missing a davening was pretty impressive, but. I guess not. I guess it's not so impressive, in lieu of what other people have told me. But the idea of being able to make things up, of being able to, of getting a second chance, of getting an opportunity that is annoying, it stinks that I missed the Marv, but it doesn't mean that it's for nothing. It doesn't mean that you totally have no possibility to make that up. Here, okay, I get an opportunity. I made it up. I got to daven Shmoneh Esrei for Marv, and I got to make up that which I missed. And that's a huge bracha. And that's a huge bracha in our lives of the opportunity of second chance, of the opportunity of making for that which we miss. And that could come in all ways of life. It talks about you're supposed to learn a night. Let's say you're supposed to learn an hour every night, and you miss that hour, so now you have to make up that hour. It's not as if you owe that hour. It's the same way I have to remember this since my notes. I bought pizza on Friday. The guy didn't take credit card, and he didn't have change. It was 60 shekel. I gave him 200. He gave back 150. He told me I owe him 10 shekel. Later in the day, I actually got 10 shekel. I went. He was close. But okay, I owe the guy 10 shekel. Like that, that's what I do. I owe the guy. So we owe Hashem that hour. So if we don't learn that hour, we have to make up the hour. We have to find another time where we're going to make up that hour. Whether inspiring or not inspiring, I was always moved that in YU during the Super Bowl, you know, you'd have people who normally would learn whatever 8 to 10 a night, who then would learn from 4 to 6 o'clock that afternoon because they were going to miss those 2 hours a night. Now they were making it up because I'm deciding I want to watch something, I want to watch a football game, and that's fine. Watch the football game. Enjoy the football game. But it doesn't give me a patour from my time of learning. You know, that's my responsibility. So I have that hour. I have to make it up. And in a way, that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that we have an opportunity to make that up. That it's not as if, oh, if I don't do it now, I'm done. I have no chance. You know, if I don't put on tefillin all day today, I can't make that up. I lost it. I never get that opportunity. But it doesn't mean that we're like, okay, I'm never putting on tefillin again. Okay, my opportunity. True for that specific day, I can never make it up. But I can make it up every single day remaining in my life. Where okay, I put on tefillin this day, I put on tefillin that day, and it becomes a part of us, and we understand that idea of we get second chances that we get, and we have second chances, which is critical, because it doesn't mean that, oh, you know, I'm the worst person in the world, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, and I have no chance, and I'm never gonna be good. No, we get second chances in life, and we have the opportunity to make things up, and we have to make things up. It's not even, that's so nice, I can make up that Shemona Esrei. I have to make up that Shemona Esrei, and that chakras, and it's brought down the halacha. You can only make up one tefillah. I can't make up two. So I had to make sure I daven chakras. Once I wouldn't have daven chakras, that mara for last night would be gone forever. So then I would have lost that opportunity. So I have to make that up. So if I'm supposed to learn an hour today, if I commit to doing one daf every day, one aliyah every day, one mission every day, whatever it might be, once I miss that, that has to be made up because I have a commitment to, I have a commitment to, I have a commitment to making sure that I'm not going to, that I'm going to make sure that I learn that amount of time I need to learn every single day. That was what I did. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing to make these conditions with ourselves. That's what motivates us. And I've seen it, you know, through various stages in my life about when I incentivize myself or push myself or say, I have to do this, I have to do that. And you're really able to see the great benefits. But if I go a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, a month, or 2 months without doing that level or what I committed to do, you start to see that, oh, I'm not exactly doing where I want to be. Which would be very, very chaval. So I look at it as, just to conclude, it was a major bracha, which, you know, hopefully, you know, as I said in Shemona Esrei, I've been thinking about all day. I hope not to have to do that Shemona Esrei, you know, for a very, very long time. Hopefully never again. But the fact that I had this opportunity, the fact that I had the privilege of being able to make up that which I missed, is tremendous. Is really, really tremendous. And a good thing. It's a good thing that we have. It's a loophole in halacha, you know, whatever we want to call it. I think it's probably also just part of it's also like a mechazik that you don't have to feel so terrible that you missed, because you really could put yourself in a position that that you, at the end of the day, if I count as if I davened the tefillah, if you make up any tashlum for any tefillah you miss, it could be as if you never missed a tefillah, which is a good feeling to have. God willing, all of us will never have to go through that. We'll never have to go through a position of missing anything. It's everyone's had their struggles with COVID. You know, I'm somebody who, you know, I'm very into routine and having a schedule, and obviously this throws things out. And then once you get into a normal schedule, then you have a wrench thrown to you of a bidur. So okay, we got to adjust. We got to adjust on the fly. That's just a part of life. That's what we're holding. But yeah, it definitely makes things challenging. All right, Shkai, have a great week.